Yes, my friends, welcome to another episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I am the host, the co-founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, Richard Hale. Super excited that you're able to make it. Special episode. This one is a big one because early in my career, keep in mind I've been doing this for around just over 11 years now. This is something that I didn't do. And what I realized once I started doing it, it's an essential piece of your growth, your success in your business, development. So today we're talking about one thing that can literally explode your business and explode your opportunities. And that one thing is something that people often overlook. Here's what I want you to remember. People do business with people, okay? People do business with people. And this is why this one thing is such an important part, and you have to start doing it right away. And it's building relationships. It's relationships that are such a vital part of your success, your growth. For those of you listening that are successful, I guarantee you, you can go back and point to a relationship, maybe two, three, four, five, that they're the reason that you're in a spot, whether they were a mentor, whether they gave you guidance, whether they became a friend or just consultant and helping you grow. It's relationships that give us growth. It's relationships that give us success. There's relationships that will ultimately give you the opportunities that you need, the gateways to be able to succeed in your business. Now, I'm not talking about going out and building relationships with everybody. I want you to be authentic about it. That's super, super important. But every day, it should be your go to start a conversation, not only with your target clients, your ideal clients, but with people whom you can grow, okay? I'm talking about the influencers out there, mentors, client business owners. You know, think about growing your network. A lot of people say, the money is in the list. Now, most people refer that to an email list. That's true. But this is a different type of money. We're talking about social currency. We're talking about people. People currency. People are so important. And you should be out there and making it a go to at least start a conversation every single day with somebody new, with somebody that you relate to. Now, if you want to go out there and talk to strangers that may not particularly be in line with, you know, what you believe and different things like that, that's your choice. I wouldn't go that route. Instead, I would look to build my network and build relationships around people that have the same views as I do, that share similar beliefs, and we have similar goals and different things like that. But that should be your go every single day to start a conversation with somebody new. If you can do that by the end of a full year, you're talking about 365 conversations. And making one conversation per day, that's simple. That doesn't take long to do. You could easily do 5 a day if you wanted. I would time block a whole hour. Because here's the thing, and what I've realized over my career, every big step that I took, every level up, we'll call it, was because I met somebody, formed a relationship with that person, and due to their experience or due to, whatever how should I say this, more or less due to their circumstance and where they are in their career, it benefited me. And it works both ways. Not only did it benefit me, but it's going to benefit them. You don't want a 75-25 relationship with somebody. You want a 50-50. That's what you want. So always remember that. You want a equal relationship. So the best thing to do is to find people that are at the same level as you are, but slightly ahead. That would be my recommendation. And that's not to say that you can't help others that are below you. But we're talking about growth. We're talking about success. We're talking about relationships that can help you move on, help you level up. So since we're being on point with that topic, I would be searching for people that's slightly above you and even a step or two above you, but never backwards, okay? You always want to get somebody that's close, but not way, way too far, because you guys will not align, and that's super important. You know, you think about modeling. You know, Russell Brunson says this all the time, to model somebody's funnel. Well, sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes that can be a bad thing. And here's why. If I'm modeling somebody here, I have a business doing around $300,000, $350,000 a year right now. We're looking to scale. Hopefully, we'll hit seven figures by the end of the year. So, keeping that in mind, if I go mimic and model a business that's doing $100 million a year, how's that going to help me? We are too far off. We can't reach that level. Now, I'm not saying anything about setting goals to hit $100 million from being at, you know, a million or whatnot, but they're way too far ahead, and you can't do that. If I would model it, it wouldn't work. Now, if somebody was at $1 million, and I modeled them, that's something that could potentially work, because they're just ahead of me by a step or two. And a lot of people mess up when they're first starting out, or things are not going well. They follow somebody that's out there, you know, kicking butt, doing their thing, but they're like 10, 20 steps ahead. And that's a big mistake I see a lot of client business owners take. I don't want you to make that same mistake. It's okay to model, but don't model somebody that's way ahead of you. And also, don't model somebody that's behind you, because that ain't going to do you no good. That's why it's always best to stick to your course, quit paying attention to everybody else, and stick to your thing and put your head down and get to work. That's always the best recommendation. But there's nothing wrong with modeling, but you have to be careful who you model from. But getting back on point with relationships, again, my recommendation, at least one conversation a day. Because what's going to happen here is when you build authentic relationships, let's take Facebook for an example. So, most people can find their ideal clients on Facebook. I'm sure you can. 99.9% of us can. Let's think about a Facebook group. So, here's an actionable strategy. What about making friends with a Facebook group that has your ideal clients in it? Maybe they have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 members. You become friends with the admin. And after a month or two, maybe they make you a moderator. Then maybe another month after that, you're able to partner with this person. And the next thing you know, their resources become your resources. See how that works? Can you imagine how many opportunities can come from that one relationship? And that's an actionable strategy that you could work on right now and implement and start to become friends with group admins where you could work yourself up and you may be able to partner with this person, or you may be able to trade names and resources, maybe be able to do interviews with one another. Maybe you have a growing group and you can utilize this other group to help you grow your group and start getting going. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. And it's social currency. It's not money. It's not always about money. But rather, it's always about people. That's one thing that's never going to change. It's always about people. Again, going back to what I said in the main beginning, people do business with people. So when you're out there, and if you're doing your organic attraction, which I hope you are, and if you're following kind of the models we use, the methods we use, the philosophy we use about being authentic and building relationships, and again, 50-50 relationships, I want you to focus on that. There's a lot of opportunities that will present itself, and it's going to give you more opportunities than you ever had before. And all it takes is one relationship. One relationship can take you from where you are right now to being successful. One relationship can do that for you. I promise you. I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. I've seen it happen to other people. One relationship. And guess what? If you're out there starting one new relationship every day, by the end of the year, can you imagine how many opportunities that you're going to have? That's why relationships and building them are such an important part of the process and one of the surefire ways you can level up, maybe even a time or two, three, four, five steps ahead, can take you from whatever you're making right now to times 5, times 10, times 20, times 50. So make sure you're committed every single day and going out there and building at least one relationship every day. So take that advice, begin implementing it right away, and I promise you, maybe weeks, it could be a few months, but somewhere along the line, you're going to start seeing the opportunities present itself. And if you continuously do this, you're going to see you're going to see yourself grow. And not only that, you're going to see your revenue grow. You're going to see your network grow. You're going to see your attention grow. You're going to see your awareness grow. And it's going to help you build the momentum that you need to be successful. And if you're already successful, it's going to help you become more successful. Again, people do business with people. So I hope you guys got some value out of this. If you know anybody that would find this useful, please take the time to share it. Always, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your support. Thank you for taking the time to be here. I hope you're getting value out of these podcasts. Remember, you can always find us at facebook.com/officialRichardHale. And you can find us at teachingonlinebusiness.com. And also, we have a private group, Masterminds of Marketing, in Facebook. Would love to see you there. Just a brand new group we started. So come and join us. We do different things like this, more or less, giving value out, trying to help you succeed, trying to help you take the steps forward. We don't want you to ever be stuck, right? You're not growing when you're stuck. And there's nothing worse than being stuck and not knowing what to do, right? So we're building a powerful community through our channels. We really are. And it's awesome seeing it come together. So we'd love you to be a part of that. Thank you for being a part of our podcast. Make sure you come over to Facebook and join us, though. I am out of here. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to you. Make sure you're implementing it. Relationships are everything. Come over, hit us up on Facebook. let me know that you listen to the podcast. I'd love to hear your feedback. Have any questions, comments, let me know. Thank you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Go kill it. Level up. Go build relationships. I'll see you on the next podcast.